Around the ground, Sydney veteran Ted Richards.
Past 8 hours, 10, 9, 2, 7, Sports 7, Michael Christian, Mick McGuan, and our special guest, Ted Richards, has been a wonderful addition to the show in 2016, is with us. G'day, Ted.
Hey, guys.
Mate, now tell us about last week's events, because we were looking forward to watching you play against the Blues, but you didn't run out onto the ground. What happened?
I was looking forward to it too. I would have loved to have played, but yeah, unfortunately I got the tap on the shoulder early on in the week that there's a chance I wouldn't be playing. And then when the team was picked, unfortunately my magnet wasn't to be seen.
Tell us about that process. When was it John Longmire who, as you say, tapped you on the shoulder? Did he say, look, I need to have a chat? Was it at training? Was it after training? What are the circumstances around that?
Yeah, Horse and I have a really good relationship, and I was on the Tuesday. We first had the chat that just looking forward to Carlton this week. He's just letting me know that they're looking at a lot of different options. And to be fair, Isaac Heaney and my younger brother Xavier had dominated in the reserves. So it was looking like there'd be a couple of changes. And so I knew that it was a chance of happening. And then I got confirmation on the Thursday morning meeting when we normally kind of go through the team.
So Xavier, your brother, took your spot. What a dog's act.
Well, yeah, you can look at it like that. To be fair to him, he had worked hard for it, and he did really well on the weekend, I thought.
What were you thinking when he was running down the wing? Another goal of the year, did you think?
I got out of my seat. I was watching with Mum, Dad, my wife, and my son, and we're all so excited, and it just didn't have the ending that we're all hoping.
He'll learn from that, won't he?
Yeah, I know. I spoke to him at the end of the game. I said, you can look at it as a negative, but at the same time, it's arguably your first game in a year or two to be in a situation where you can run down the wing, have three bounces, and potentially get goal of the year. It's not a bad opportunity and position to be able to put yourself in a game. Plenty of people go through a whole career without doing something like that, such as myself. So I said, don't view it as a negative, view it as a positive.
Ted, that was last week. This is this week. So was there any indication from the coach about the next few games? Obviously, you're going to be playing finals football. Not quite sure whether it's top four or bottom four yet. But was there any thought, indication, discussion around the next few weeks?
Yeah, so once it was confirmed that I wasn't playing, I had a chat with Horse, and I just said to Horse that... Listen, I understand the situation that the team's in and that I'm in, and I just wanted to reconfirm with him that I'm up for the challenge that the next two months presents. I want to work my way back into the team and push my way back into this team and be part of something big this year. So we left on that good note, and I tried my best on the weekend to push my case for this week.
You played the last couple of games pretty much as a forward. Is your best chance of getting back into the team as a key defender?
It's probably something that I've got no insight into. In that I could play well as a defender, but if an opportunity arose as a forward, it may require me to go forwards. But on the weekend, started forward and played it just a quarter there, but I've needed to kind of go back and play the last three quarters of the game in the reserves down back, and did play my better footy down back. So I'd imagine that it has been my best position throughout my career. So I think that is where my best spot.
Were you happy with your game in the VFL, and what was the coach's feedback?
I was relatively happy. We had a loss, and it wasn't a great loss in that we kicked 4-19, which is, it's always hard to win when I think we're at $2.12 at half time. We had a loss, and I had a really good crack, and I was pretty happy with how I finished the game off.
It was extraordinary, Teddy, having a look at those score lines, 2-8 at half time, 2-12 at three quarter time, finished the game at 4-19 against the Giants. But gee, you read some of the players the Giants had playing, you'd have spent some time on Stewart, would you?
Yeah, Yeah, a little bit on Stewart, not a heap on him. He was more at full forward than I was spent a fair bit and a half back, but unfortunately with that score on, that doesn't even give you an indication of, we had probably half a dozen shots that went out in the full two, so, wow. You know, so like it was great conditions with the exception that it was super windy, but credit to the Giants boys, they were able to capitalise on their chances.
And did the boys play a 16-year-old fella, young Hardman?
Yes, yeah.
Is it Jack Hardman?
Yeah, Mick, you may know more about him than I do, but for a 16-year-old to be playing senior footy in the NEFL, apparently it's his first opportunity. I didn't know much about him, but I won't say that he dominated, but he didn't look out of sorts.
How did Ben McGlingo?
Yep, Benny went all right as well. So Benny will be pushing his case forward for an opportunity to play against Freo, like myself, and but I thought our two best players were two guys that haven't played senior footy, Nick Newman and an Irishman by the name of Colin O'Riordan.
Okay, what about Jared McVeigh this week? Obviously, he hurt, I think, groin was reported last week at training. He missed the game against the Blues. Will he play against the Dockers?
Yeah, so from what I gather, he was close to playing against last week against Carlton. It happened early last week, I think it was, training last week. And I think they'll be giving him every opportunity. We've got our main training session tomorrow to get through that. And then, fortunately enough, we've got an 8-day break this week. So we'll do our main training session tomorrow and then fly out on Friday.
Jeremy Laidler's another one that's been injured, and he's probably in a contention for a spot in that back six, just like your good self. How's he tracking?
Yeah, I think officially, he's down as a test, and that's exactly what he is. So he's another that, if he can get through training tomorrow, that'll take his name into consideration.
Kurt Tippett update, please.
I think he started running. He's in the rehab group, so he's not doing he's not in the main group doing skill work, so he's still in the rehab group. But I think he started running and just getting some conditioning back.
Sammy Reid, another one that everyone's talking about down here. Obviously, you can add some strength to your team. Is he far away?
I think Sammy might be back joining with the main group. So yeah, he is someone that is important to the team. He there's not too many guys in the team that can play a legitimate forward, back, or a wing. It's going to be handy when we do get Sammy back. It won't be this weekend, but hopefully not too far away.
Teddy, we've got to ask you about Michael Taylor's situation. How disappointed were you as a teammate for what he did?
Heard the news, when was it, a Monday morning, and incredibly disappointed. And the situation now is that I think, publicly we've said that he's going to be away from the group up until this court case, whenever it is, in a couple of weeks. And, to answer your question, I'm just incredibly disappointed.
How does the club handle it? Do they sit him down in front of the group, and do the leadership group sort of tee off on him in a way that they've really affected their culture in a way, negativity associated to brand, all those sort of things that get tabled in footy clubs nowadays? How did you handle it internally?
I'd imagine that will be done, in one way, but I think the club has handled it incredibly well. It was the players were told that this is occurred, but the most important thing is for us to worry about the game coming up. So, and the club was told to put trust within the football department to handle it. So. Credit to the club how well they've handled this difficult situation, but I'm not actually in the leadership group this year, but I think that'll all be done in time.
Ted, will he be at the club next year?
I can't answer that. I know just as much as you guys know about that's probably something that the club would be keeping private, and I'm not sure what the position is there.
Mate, you've got five games to go, and all of them winnable. North Melbourne is the only team you play in the top eight. you're well positioned, aren't you? I mean, you're equal second, although you're also equal seventh, but you've got a strong percentage and you've really put yourself in a strong position to get to the top two and have a home final.
Yeah, Chris, that's the thing with footy, kind of about any given Sunday. You can't just assume and look at the ladder just because we're on top. You look at St Kilda's being able to do with, getting some scalps, Port. I don't think any team can just go out there and assume that it's going to get a win because of their position on the ladder. So we've got Freo this week, and if you look at the ladder, might be a bit of a difference in our positions, but Freo, I've got Pavlich's 350th milestone. It's going to be a Patsu Diaco, and that's all we're worried about right now.
Teddy, you're a watcher of Open Mic. Did you watch Mark Jackson and Mike Sheen go head-to-head last night?
Well, I'm so annoyed. I missed it, and my dad sent me a text, so I recorded it. So when I get home tonight, I'm going to watch it. So
I'm just
in the club right now, and we've got it on. It must be the replay on right now, and so I've just caught the end of it. But it's incredible, some of his answers.
Well, the reason why I asked that question, there might be a form of inspiration there from Jacko, because he went down the path of belting his own teammates that were in his position. So there might be an angle there for you. Jeremy Lade will look out. Alia, you're coming. And also, Heath Grundy, he might be looking over his shoulder if you get an act of inspiration from Jacko.
Well, I might just go straight out once and a half or so. I'll go straight for Buddy then.
Why not? Start from the top, mate. Why not? That's what he did. He hit Robbie Flower.
Oh, well, that's definitely one form of getting a game, but it's not a very good long-term strategy, I guess.
No, I think you're right there. Good on you, mate. We wish you all the best, and hopefully you'll be back in against the Dockers at Subi, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks, Mick.
Ted Richards joining us, RSN 927 Sports 7.